Sagt the Mishnah Vayta Masech Tishkalim Perig Zayin Mishnah Aleph. We discussed until now the 13 Shofaris or Shofaris in the Beis Hamikdash, the 13 collection chests. Now the Tana is going to discuss the halachis. What happens with money that's found between two of these chests? And I don't know which box it belongs to. Our Mishnah begins. Mois shenimtzu ben hashkalim lenedava, coins that were found between the chests that were marked for shkalim and the other boxes that were marked for nedavais. Sakta Mishnah, well, let's measure where it's closer to. Karav l'shkalim, if it's closer to the one marked shkalim, yiplu l'shkalim, put it into that box. L'nedava, if it's closer to the one marked nedava, yiplu l'nedava, it should go into that box. How do we know we go baser karav, says the Bat Tanura, because the Pasuk says in regard to the Egel Arufa. V'yir ha'kroive el'acholo, the city that's closest to the dead body. Sakta Mishnah v'yitra mechza l'mechza, if l'maisa they're found mamish in the middle, if I were to measure it, I would have an equal measurement on both sides, half this way, half the other way. Yiplu l'nedava. Why the nedava, more so than the machza shekel box? After all, it was found exactly in the middle. And the answer is, because nedava, says the Bat Tanura, is considered chamira meshkala. From the nedava box, all the money is used to purchase carbon oilis that are completely consumed on the mizbeach. But from the shkalim box, sometimes chatois are brought that are partially eaten by the kehanim. Besides the fact that the leftover shkalim are used for the walls of the city and its towers, so there's more kiddusha in the nedava box. Vayitra says the Mishnah, bein eitzim l'levainim, coins that were found between the box marked wood and the box marked levainim. So here too we say, let's look to see which is closer. Karav l'eitzim. If it's found closer to the Eitzim box, it goes into the Shofar marked for Eitzim, for wood, the Levina, but if it was found closer to the Levina Shofar, then Yiplu Levina, they fall into that box. Mechza Lemechza, here too, if it's found mamish in the middle, if I were to measure it, it would be exactly in the middle. From the halfway point, this way and that way, Yiplu Levina, we put them into the Levina box. Why? Because while the Levina itself is considered a carbon, it's brought in the Mizbeach. The Eitzim are Machshire carbon. They prepare for the carbon, but it's not a carbon itself. Vayitra Zakta Mishnah Ben Kinin L'Goizle Oila, coins which are found between the box marked Kinin, which means nests, L'Goizle Oila, and the box which is marked the young pigeon carbonis, pigeon oilis. Karav L'Kinin, if it's closer to the Kinin box, Yipul L'Kinin L'Goizle Oila. If it's closer to the Geisli Oila box, Yiplu Le Geisli Oila. Mechza Le Mechza, if it's found smack in the middle, Yiplu Le Geisli Oila. And that's because the money in the pigeon box is used entirely for carbon oilas, which are totally burnt to the Mizbeach. Whereas the money in the Kenan box is also used for chatois, which are eaten by the Kehani. Vayitra Zakta Mishnah Ben Chulin Le Maiser Sheni, coins that are found between regular money and Maiser Sheni money. Karav L'chulin, if it's near or closer L'chulin, Yiplu L'chulin, then you put it in the pile of the Chulin money. L'maiser Sheni, if it's closer to the Maiser Sheni, Yiplu L'maiser Sheni. Mechza L'mechza, if it's found smack in the middle, Yiplu L'maiser Sheni. Again, Maiser Sheni money has Kiddusha. It has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. And in Yerushalayim, there are certain things you can purchase with Maiser Sheni money. So Zachlau, this is the general rule. We always go after where it's closer to, even if that's going to create a kula, like in this last case. If it's closer to chulin, we're going to say it's chulin. Either it's a kula, it's a leniency. Maybe it's meiser sheni money. No, we learn from the pasuk, if it's closer to the chulin, we can assume it's chulin. Mechza lemechza, if it's mamish in the middle, lahachmir, then we go lechumr. So in the first case, where the money was found between nedava and shkalim, lechumr would mean lenedava, because from the nedava box, they're makar carbon oilis. From the machza shekel, they also bring chatois, which are eaten by the kaihan. And as explained, the leftover shkalim are used l'chay masir to build and maintain the walls of the city and the towers. So if it's in half and half, you go l'chumra. And l'chumra means the thing that has more kedusha, that's the carbon oila. If it's found between the boxes marked eitzim and levaina, so if it's nearer to one, we go to that one that it's closer to. But if it's in the middle, Levain is considered a chumrah because that itself is a carbon, as opposed to the etzim which only prepare for a carbon. If it's found between the kinin and the goyz liyayla, kinin are the boxes marked nests, goyz liyayla are the boxes marked just for carbon ayalas. So here too we go whatever is closer, but if it's mamish in the middle, le goyz liyayla. Between the chulin and meiser sheni vax, we also go where it's nearer, where it's more close, but if it's in the middle, it goes to the meiser sheni. Now, what if a woman brought money, and she needs a carbon chattas and a carbon oila? So we find the money in the middle, some of the money was dropped, and we're going to go l'chumra, we're going to put it into the geizli oila box, but she doesn't have her chattas. How is she going to have her kapara? So the Gemara explains that Bezin, that's in charge of these things, they're going to take from the money of the tzibur the same amount of money, and appropriate it for this person, whoever it is that her money was dropped, and they're going to be makriv al hasafik, a pair of oila and chattas, and the chattas won't be eaten because we don't know for sure that there's a chiyav chattas. Could be no one lost any money over here, could be it came from the oila box. Now, generally speaking, we always go in this type of safik to see where did it come from, what's it closer to. Well, what if the roiv, if most of the things of here come from the box that's a little bit further? There is a mandama that says roiv v'karoiv. If the roiv says it should go one way, and if I measure by distance, it should say we go another way, the halach is you go after roiv. So the Batanura explains that Manda Amar would say it's talking about a case where, and a chanami, it's even. You have the same amount of money. Let's say between the shkolim and the nadavi, you have the same amount.